This is WSGW. It's 8:25.
Got home from camping last spring. Saw people, places, and things. We barely had arrived. Friends asked us to describe the people, places, and every last thing. So we unpacked our adjectives.
Yeah, you unpacked your adjectives. Here's a throwback for you. 1970s cartoons, the Schoolhouse Rock series.
I was just going to say that sounds like a Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah, kids getting educated and didn't even realize it.
We just thought we were watching cartoons.
That's all we thought we were. That was a cartoon series that first aired in 1972 until 1985, though they did resurrect it and later on. And there's something really cool about that that I didn't know until I saw this story, and it had to do with the passing of George Newell, who was the last surviving member of the original staff that created and produced those Schoolhouse Rock series. Yeah, he was 88 years old. He just passed away. He was the executive producer and creative director of every single episode. He and Tom Yeo, along with Bob Doro, who was the musical director. And I think there were a couple that were involved, but they've all passed away. Again, he was the last surviving member. George Newell remembers when Schoolhouse Rock first became an idea because he was working as a creative director at the McCaffrey McCall Advertising Agency when agency president David McCall vented his frustrations about the fact that his young sons can sing along with Jimi Hendrix and the Rolling Stones, but he couldn't multiply.
Yeah, and I think that was a big problem for a lot of us.
Yeah, and so these guys got together and thus became a series of very educational, like 2 and 3 minute cartoon in between cartoons on Saturday mornings. The one we just played, by the way, Unpack Your Adjectives, was one that George Newell actually wrote and did the music for, not just producing it. He only did a couple, and that was one of them. Now, the really cool thing I saw in this, as part of this story, it said, oh, by the way, to commemorate the series' 50th anniversary next year, the Walt Disney Company is reportedly going to air a primetime sing-along of all the Schoolhouse Rocks to help remember the 50th anniversary. That doesn't say when.
There were a lot of those,
Yeah, there were a lot, especially from 73, 75, the originals. And again, it got resurrected with some other new ones. But, yeah, it doesn't say when it's going to happen. Of course, it is the Disney Company, so my guess is probably going to end up on one of their subscribers.
Disney Plus probably. That nobody can watch anyway.
But that would be fun.
It would be fun.
My favorite was always Conjunction Junction.
That one was a fun one, but I like the one about the bill.
Oh.
How a bill goes through Congress.
Yes, a bill becomes law.
That taught a lot of kids about how bills become law and about the Constitution. So.
Yes, I remember that it seems that that cartoon made it so simple. And over
and
the years,
nowadays,
we learned
so
it was anything but.
Yeah. Our politicians make it so complicated.
Maybe they need to watch the Schoolhouse Rock's, you know, bill video.
Yeah.